And this morning I'm talking to Susan O'Dwyer. Susan is from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you? And thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you're very, very busy. Tell the listeners what the Make-A-Wish Foundation is all about, please.
Well, Make-A-Wish is an incredibly special charity. It grants wishes to children between the ages of 3 and 17 years who are living with life-threatening medical conditions. And what it really does, I suppose, is it enables not just the child but the entire family to forget just for a short while the hospitals, the injections, the treatments, the doctors, and even the illness itself. And it's one of the most incredible things to watch is when you see some of the photographs that come in and you see children with beaming smiles, and then you look at the siblings, beaming smiles, and then you look at the parents and there's beaming smiles. And it really is quite magical as to the difference that a wish can have, not just on a child, but the entire family.
Okay, and what are these life-threatening conditions that we're talking about, Susan?
Yes, they're all life-threatening. And in fact, we would probably liaise with just about every hospital in Ireland. And, you know, it's just about every illness that is deemed life-threatening that we would look after.
Okay, and is this through referral from hospitals, or is it people's wishes they can approach you directly?
Yes, it's you know, doctors do tend to mention to a family that it might actually be a good idea. Family members approach us themselves. So there's a couple of ways how people can actually apply for a wish.
Okay, and fulfilling these wishes, as you say, it's a fantastic organisation, it's great work you're doing. Fulfilling these wishes, would this have an effect on the health of the child?
Yeah, I mean, certainly we've stories where we've been told that, you know, we've a saying in here which basically says we can't add days to a child's life, but we can add life to a child's day. And some of the stories that come back from the parents, from other relatives, just stating that their loved one, actually having had the wish granted, you know, felt better for a short while, was able to do more, was energized. And it's even just the fact that for a family who may horrendously lose a child at a very young age, this is a memory. This is a very special memory that they can hold on to for the rest of their lives, a memory of a time when everything was normal, and everyone was having a good time, and their loved child, you know, was in his or her element.
So fulfilling a child's wishes, it's fantastic, and it must be very fulfilling for you and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. What sort of wishes would you be dealing with? I suppose you'd have huge wishes that may be impossible, and would there be smaller wishes as well that are much easier to grant?
Yeah, we would have four categories. I wish to be, I wish to go, I wish to meet, and I wish to have. So the wish to be's could be anything from I wish to be a princess, I wish to be a pirate, I wish to be a builder, I wish to be a fireman. The to go's, you definitely have Disney, of course, but you equally have to go on a shopping spree, you know, to go out with my friends. To have could be something like to have a playhouse, could be to have a phone, could be to have an iPad, to have a party with my friends. And to meet, obviously, then you're talking to celebrities. And, you know, yes, you're quite right. There's a huge difference in how we achieve all of these wishes. Some of them are incredibly simple. Some of them, we had one that really nearly stumped us completely, and the team in wish granting were superb. They pulled it out of the bag, but it was to be Sonic the Hedgehog. And this is a game,
yes.
And he basically had written a small game, so he wanted to be Sonic in the game. So we weren't just talking a costume. And with the help of IADT College in Dunleary, we actually got the wish granted. And indeed he got it filmed, he produced it, he acted in it, and then the end of the wish was where we showcased the short piece of the film in Dundrum Town Centre, and at the end of it he was presented with his very own Oscar.
That's absolutely fantastic. And the amount of work that went into that was huge, I'd imagine.
It is, but it's just something, again, we keep coming back to what we do. It's the opportunity for a child and their family to have a moment in time when there is no stress, there is no worries, and that they can be a complete united family for a short while. And, you know, it's yes, you know, we get some heart-wrenching stories in here, and, you know, they can pull you down a bit. You know, one of our children may have passed away, or we get an application in, and we call it a rush wish, which is where the life expectancy is less than 9 months, and that's where everything drops and this child's wish gets granted. However, on the other side, they are even more motivating for us, because we receive no government funding whatsoever. So every single one of these wishes has to be funded by us out there fundraising, us working with the general public to organise events for us that will raise income. And I'm consistently amazed at the support of the general public for this sector. They're fantastic. And you know something, the charities really wouldn't be able to exist without them.
You know, I've always said that the Irish people are very, very generous when it comes to giving to charity. Just one thing, celebrities, do you find them very cooperative? I noticed there's a picture of a young lad with an ex-Liverpool football player on your website. Do you find that they're very cooperative? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest, you're talking children here. Yeah. And, you know, you're talking children that in some cases, you know, have a limited time with us. I think you'd really want to be made of stone not to be touched by that. These celebrities are incredible. And, you know, they manage to fit it in with their tight schedules, etc., etc. But they are great and they really do make the child feel very special.
Okay, and you mentioned there you get absolutely no funding from the government. And I hear this a lot interviewing people, and I can't believe it some of the time. So you fundraise. And people make donations and stuff like that. We'll talk about the fundraiser that's happening on Thursday. But can people make donations directly to the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yes, they can. I mean, they can actually go online on www.makeawish.ie, and we have a very simple process of donation online. They can equally ring the office on 01205 2012. And they can have a chat with us even. I mean, one of the things we're really looking to try and drive would be monthly donations. So that can be anything from, you know, a couple of euro, 5 euro, 10 euro a month as a direct debit. Because we have wishes that are going out every month. Now, for instance, you know, I know we're going to talk about the Wish Band Day this Thursday, and we have a fantastic target to raise on that. I mean, massive, 100,000 euro. But, you know, that it's the sort of the monthly income we desperately, so desperately need, because that means it just takes the pressure off us in relation to how many wishes can be granted per month.
OK, and I'm just looking here. There's 180 wishes currently on the charity's waiting list. And you spoke about one wish there that you granted about the Sonic the Hedgehog. I'd say that cost a lot of money.
No, that didn't cost anything,
It didn't cost anything?
No. Because that's the other thing, you see. It obviously cost a bit of money, but it was a question of IADT helped us, okay? Dundrum Town Centre didn't charge us for showing the film. You know, if you look at all this, a lot of the time when we are talking to people, we're not necessarily looking for cash, but we are looking for help, for support. That will mean that we don't actually have to pay for something.
I see what you mean.
So it could be like in a hotel, we've a lot of princess wishes, and you know the hotels are just incredibly generous. And so what they would do is they might give us, you know, for three of our princess wishes, they might give us two rooms for nothing, and then we pay for the third princess wish or whatever. So it's a question of, it's not just cash. We really do need support as well, and it's volunteers we need, for instance, for Thursday. You know, as I said, we've 100,000 euro to raise on Thursday. And we're desperately looking for volunteers, and certainly in Dublin.
100,000 euro, that's a lot of money. And
You say it very fast, it's okay. Yeah. Other than that, we go grey in here thinking about it.
And how are you doing with the volunteers? Is it, can still people still volunteer?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And certainly in the Dublin area, we're really looking for people. Certainly in the city centre, we don't have enough people. We have a lot of students coming in between sort of 9 and 3 p.m., but we really do need adults to collect for us between sort of 4 o'clock and 9 p.m.
Okay, and can people go online, go on to your website to volunteer?
Yes,
or
they can. Or the best thing really to do would be ring us in the office. There's a team in here ready to go on the phones, and it's 01205 2012.
So it's 01205 2012.
Okay. Now, really, what we're doing is we're just asking if anyone can donate 1 hour, 2 hours to actually come in and help us sell these wristbands. We're selling them for €2 on the street. You know, we're just hoping to try and reach this incredible target of €100,000.
As I said, you have 180 wishes. How often do people come in with wishes?
Too often.
Too often, yeah.
I mean, we'd actually welcome wishes, no problem. But the problem with us is we need to raise the money, because it's at 180 now, but it's only the beginning of April.
And some of these wishes,
our target grant wishes this year would be about 150.
Okay. And do you get a, do you ever have to turn people down, or if does somebody come in with an impossible challenge?
No.
You never say no.
No. But the problem we would have is we would have a waiting list. So, you know, it's a question of, you know, this is where we would rely on the consultant as to, you know, how well the child is. But as I said to you, if a child is a rush wish, then that wish is granted straight away.
Okay, so if you just give out the website again where people can volunteer to help out selling these bands, or if they wish to donate. And we'll also appeal to listeners to buy these wristbands.
Oh, that's the big thing. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I literally want to finish Thursday evening with not a wristband in sight, as in we are not coming back to the office with them, that I just walk around and I see them on everyone's wrists, because, you know, that would mean we've achieved our goal.
Okay. Is there anything else now you'd like to add? Is there anything else coming up? Any more fundraisers that you'd like to talk about?
The big one, I suppose, after that is the Flora Women's Mini Marathon.
Okay.
And, you know, for any of your listeners out there that have either registered, because the registration apparently is closing earlier than we thought, so people need to register very quickly this week. But for those that either are about to register or who have registered and haven't chosen a charity, Make-A-Wish needs you.
Okay.
And just think of those children on the waiting list. We really need you.
Okay, as I said, 180 at the moment waiting for their wishes to be granted. So the Women's Mini Marathon, they contact you, yeah? Or
yes, they can contact the same number, and on the same website there's an info address there. Or they can just ring the office on 01205 2012 and ask for Mary.
Okay.
She's only delighted to talk to you.
Okay, and before that we have Thursday the wristbands. We'll urge everybody to go out and buy a wristband, or buy wristbands for all the family, and you need volunteers, particularly
that,
adults.
And there's four colours this year, we've done it, blue, white, green and red, so you know, the one for each member of the family if necessary.
Okay. Right, listen, Susan, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. I know you're very, very busy, you have a big meeting coming up, and it's fantastic work you're doing, and I imagine it's very fulfilling to see the wishes being granted.
I tell you, it is probably the most rewarding charity I have worked for, and I've worked for a few, but it's something that does get me up in the morning and go, do you know something, I am going in to raise more money for these children. And I keep saying it, and anyone who wants to, they should go and look at our website, makeawish.ie, and you'll see what I'm talking about in relation to the smiles and some of the stories that are up there. The latest wish of the month is actually very moving. But it's really, really special. And do you know something? If people out there could donate €2 of their, or 2 hours of their time, or donate €2 to buy a wish band, you're helping with that impact on families out there.
Okay. And I know a recent survey in the US found that 74% of parents observed that the wish actually marked a turning point in their children's response to treatment. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, no. It is impactful. And, you know, literally all you have to do is read some of the stories on the website and you'll understand why. When you have a mother who proceeds to say to you, you know, for 13 years I cried tears of sadness, and now, thanks to Make-A-Wish, I cry tears of joy.
That's it's absolutely brilliant. So, you know, people go out there, buy a wristband, volunteer to help sell the wristbands, and don't forget the Women's Mini Marathon coming up. Susan, once again, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
A pleasure to talk to you. Thanks a million.
Thank you.